97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids local newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Two Wisconsin kids have now died of preventable illnesses this season. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The State Department of Health Services says over the last few weeks, one child has died of COVID-19 in western Wisconsin, and another has died of the flu in the northeastern part of the state. Tom Haupt is a respiratory disease epidemiologist from the State Health Department.
Nobody wants to lose a child, let alone have a child die during the holiday season. We got to feel so sorry for the families. You know, we certainly offer our sympathy to all the families and friends of these two children that died. But unfortunately, these things do happen. The best way to prevent it is to get the vaccination.
It's hard for scientists to determine how severe of a cold, flu, RSV, COVID season we'll have.
There is that particularly mutant strain that's going around with H3 virus influenza that maybe does not give as much protection, which means a lot of people are thinking it's going to be a more severe season. Based on what we've seen in the Southern Hemisphere, Australia, New Zealand, they have had severe years, but also very prolonged years from the time it starts through the activity, higher activity, till the time it peaks. It was much longer this year than it has been in the past.
Across Wisconsin, only 28% of eligible people have gotten the flu shot, and only 10.6% have gotten an updated COVID-19 vaccine.
To be honest with you, it's kind of disappointing. There aren't the numbers that have come in.
So many people are about to be traveling and gathering for the holidays. It's the perfect opportunity for viruses to spread. Health experts say it's never too late to get vaccinated. You can start by checking with your doctor's office, your pharmacy, and your local health department. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Legislators in Madison say community solar projects could help protect Wisconsin utility customers against future rate hikes, especially with an influx of data centers expected to increase the demand for power. Senator Patrick Teston, 24th Senate District.
Obviously, we need to have an all-of-the-above approach as more and more data centers are being proposed here in the state of Wisconsin. It's going to obviously have an increased demand on our energy grid.
A bill in the state capitol would allow competitive service providers to build smaller-scale solar projects. Senate Bill 559 is working through the legislative process. Teston says the legislation would enhance local control.
One of the reasons why I decided to sign on this legislation, just mostly out of pure frustration from locals who really feel as though they don't have a say in the process.
Groups like Renew Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty are for the bill. Those opposed include business and labor groups, along with existing utility groups. Teston says,
the argument that this is going to open the door for out-of-state workers to flood the state is it's not accurate, it's not true, it's fear-mongering, and quite frankly, disingenuous.
He adds, it's a step in the right direction for consumers.
We obviously face some significant headwinds with the major utilities here in the state, but at the same time, I think we have to be innovative given the fact that we have the highest rates in the Midwest.
Wisconsin electricity rates have exceeded Midwest averages each year for the past two decades, reports Wisconsin Watch. Snowmobile trails are opening up in the state, and the DNR is reminding snowmobilers to stay sober and safe on the trails this season. Two of the most common recreational crashes around the holidays are weak ice and impaired operation. When alcohol is involved, officials say crashes can lead to tragedy. These types of crashes are entirely preventable, and operating under the influence is illegal. Plan to get home safely by riding sober. You should also make sure to monitor ice conditions before venturing out. Check with local experts such as outfitters, bait shops, and fishing clubs. Additionally, the DNR asks that you respect snowmobile club work by staying on marked trails. Remember, operation on closed snowmobile trails is illegal. Powers Bluff Winter Recreation Area opened on Saturday for the season. When weather allows, the downhill skiing, tubing, and snowboarding hill will be open on weekends through mid-March. Private parties can be scheduled during weekdays, and the hill is open December 29th through January 2nd during the school break. Tickets can be purchased same day, but are limited in number. You can purchase tickets online for the weekend, the Wednesday and Thursday before.
People in Port Edwards should have their new trash and recycling cans from Harter's disposal, but they shouldn't be used until 2026. The last day to put out the old bins is December 31st. You should have them out the night before or by 6 a.m. on that Wednesday. Place both recycling and trash cans in your usual place, and they'll be hauled away. There's a Red Cross blood drive on December 31st at McMillan Library. You can sign up to donate between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Appointments are available on their website, redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins are also welcome.
Romeo Doubs on the onside kick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Chicago Bears able to recover an onside kick Saturday night to help them beat the Packers 22-16 in overtime. Green Bay's Romeo Doubs admits it was his mistake.
I just misjudged it. Credit to them. It was a great kick by him. You know, just on my end, I got to be better on securing the ball. It is what it is, man.
Doubs suffered a wrist injury on the play. Jordan Love with a concussion. Malik Willis, a shoulder injury. Matt LaFleur asked, who's the team's emergency backup at quarterback?
Josh Jacobs is one, and then Jaden Reed is the other.
NBA, the Bucks losing by 103-100 to the Timberwolves in Minnesota. Doc Rivers.
I tell you, we're a great shooting team and we couldn't make a shot tonight. At 14 for 45 from the three, 40 of them were wide open. We'll take those all night. I loved how we played. I just didn't like that we missed shots.
Badgers basketball tonight, they host Central Michigan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little light snow this morning, then it'll be mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day. Our high 33 this afternoon, with wind out of the south at only around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, our low in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.